Coach, able to get a win over Toledo today, hung on, but thoughts on today's game initially?
Well, we obviously got off to a fast start. You know, really excited about how we were playing on all sides of the ball. Obviously, our run game really came to life. Mike was a big part of that, obviously, and his reads. Got injured there on the last play of the first half, but I thought we had a pretty good first half and played some solid football, you know, in the second half, but it changed a little bit. And like you said, you know, we hung on. And so it's, you know, our guys know that we still have a ton of work to do. Even that's very clear. But I also say that, you know, I'm glad for our guys that we got to win a close game against a quality opponent. You know, it's we needed it.
Walk us through the two-point conversion play. Freddie able to get the knockaway to save the victory, but you're set up in that play. Just in terms of what Freddie was able to do to help steal the knockaway.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing great coverage, you know. I mean, our defense gets ready for that. We know what they want to do down there. I mean, it's really hard when you have a quarterback that can rush the ball, whether by design or just on his own. It was a huge play by Freddie and our defense keeping him out. You know, I put him in a bad position. I thought we could get an inch, and we didn't. And I just wanted to be aggressive and try to win the game. So I put the defense in a bad spot. And they came through, you know, despite the fact that, you know, I put them in a bad spot.
Offensively, before we get to the offense, one more question on the defense. Your guys that were able to step up, some seniors in this program that hadn't been able to get taste of wins over Toledo, Jeremiah and Kyle in particular, both had tremendous games, able to attack the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it was, Jeremiah's senior share last night, and he's from Toledo, grew up, his family's gone to Toledo, and you know, like you said, hadn't beaten them. And so it was, extra personal for him. And he's just a phenomenal human being and a great football player and had a great game. And then Kyle, I mean, you know, he's been day-to-day. He, last night at a team meeting, our team voted him the toughest guy in our program and comes out and leads our team today. Just awesome leadership from those guys. I mean, they had a team meeting with, you know, early in the week. And I love these guys, man. They're the real deal.
Offensively, a really strong start. Mike certainly helped you getting going, but guys like Willie Parker got into the run game, and it really helped you cement yourself in that early lead.
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty explosive, you know, in the run game, and I think he was 6 for 8, you know, which isn't throwing the ball a lot, but I mean, obviously effectively, it was a great plan put together by Coach Keene and the offensive staff. We showed some run game potential last week, and then we really showed it here in this first half, with Mike being able to keep people honest, and we got to get the second half figured out.